Now it's time for Gold News Daily with Richard, Curtis, and David from Swiss America's Tangible Asset Team.
Gold News Daily, Dave Bradshaw reporting. Thursday, gold prices held near $950 an ounce as the dollar rose and the Dow closed above 9,000. Gold last traded down $2 at $949.10. Silver fell a penny to $1,369. How high can gold rise? Last July, Ian Williams said that $2,000 an ounce in 2 or 3 years was possible. This may be an underestimate, he says now. It could rise to $3,000 or more given the massive injections of liquidity. Obamacare. Nice speech. If only it were true. The tyranny of the urgent. Today, Dave Fisher will discuss Obamacare. Take it away, David.
Thanks, Dave. This week I've been speaking about Obama, and many of you know now where I stand. Question for you. Are you hearing the same news I am? It's like we're hearing Obama campaign again, but this time not to get into office, but to have free reign of the government's checkbook. The ink isn't even dry on all the other checks he has written, and now he's asking Congress and the American people if he can order another set of checks. This is for his health care bill. Let's call it like it is. It's his second spending bill. We all know by recent testimonials in Congress, his first stimulus package, i.e. spending bill, hasn't worked. Recently, Douglas Elmendorf, the director of the Congressional Budget Office, said about the health care bill when he was asked if the passing of this bill would it reduce the government's health care costs, and he said, quote, "On the contrary, the passing of this legislation would significantly expand health care costs," end quote. House Republican leader John Boehner told reporters today, quote, "It's time to throw this bill away," end quote, and begin work on a new plan. Pelosi said that she is more confident than ever before that the House will have votes to pass the bill, even if the measures aren't ready for the vote until September. Quote, "We have worked out some of the differences that we have, and apparently everyone else thinks this is gaining momentum," end quote, she told reporters. Quote, "We will take the bill to the floor. When it is ready, it will be ready, and we will have votes to pass it," end quote. I say, whoa, Nelly, let's put on the brakes. We are on a collision course that is now unrepairable if they pass this bill. Obama has his agenda and doesn't even matter what the facts say from the Congressional Budget Office. This highway is already paved for inflation, and if this bill passed, this would put us on the superhighway. Get a wealth of knowledge to protect yourself from what is getting ready to happen. Call me today for your free report on the solution for all of this. Call me at 888-867-8978, extension 1510. That's 888-867-8978, extension 1510. Until tomorrow, this is David Fisher with Gold News Daily. And remember, you cannot stop the train wreck, but you can hop off the train.